This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we continue here with you. Cowboys have passed their easiest tests of the offseason. We'll give you the latest on that and all the details on the other major sports news. General at your service, Eddies. There's Brian Broaddus in his purple LSU shirt. Came up just short last night against South Carolina, but they're looking for a rematch in the tournament. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. You do have Woolchuck and Schiafalo here in studio. The Nosebleed Bros reunited, I think, for the first time since we were at the airport in Phoenix.
That's right, dude. It's the first time I'm seeing Woolchuck in the flesh as a father. And I can there's an aura. Yeah. You know, you can sense the exhaustion.
Yeah.
But there's a strength factor. There's a different body composition that I think every dad can relate with there. God. A little bit saggier in places and a little bit stronger in others.
Sure, you bags know? Under the eyes. All the telltale signs are there.
It's starting to hit me big time, boys. I'm driving in today. I could barely keep my eyes open. There's irritation, lack of sleep. I could be triggered at any minute of these 5 hours
Let's
today.
Let's go. This is good, man. We might have a little cranky, little underslept woolly bully
cranky.
On our hands.
Yes. And then, real sick of this.
And then you sprinkle in a little Jones spring break and whoa. Eagles spending money and Dan Quinn stealing the star. The Dallas castoffs are all going off to Washington
now. All I
need
now. To do is find out Mike McCarthy was like out of the country for the scouting combine or something. Oh. I will lose my belief
okay,
in mind.
Well, there's no way that's true.
He was on the beach in Florida like last year, probably. Woolchuck. You know where he was.
You know what, man? You might be on to something about being out of that country.
I hope not, dude.
I know, and we got spring break this week,
it
too.
It is spring break.
So
hopefully all the kids have fun.
He was scouting players overseas is what he was doing. He's leaving no stone unturned.
Trying to find a cheaper long snapper.
I don't know, man. I was like kind of talking to some folks. A lot of travel plans going on over at that ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
My guy's grinding, man. Yeah. My guy's grinding.
Well, you have to enjoy life. You know, you've worked hard to get in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to get 12 regular season wins, back to back, dude.
I was kind of thinking we were being productive, doing stuff, getting ready for the combine, but maybe not.
You can watch us online, 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube, and salute to Carter Freeman for coordinating that video here with you. Now, we are getting at least relatively good news, not on them adding players, but at least they haven't fallen in love with their own guys that they're going to make more massive mistakes. I've seen Michael Gallup has been given permission to seek a trade. He's Shirley Dunsky. Production slowed him immensely after that injury in 2021. Cowboys paid him anyway. And, you know, if you look at the deals that could have been avoided, I think he's a big one. The Zeke and Pollard deals, the Steel deals, and, you know, those could add up to be a very significant amount of money here. Maybe 25% of the cap if you add all those up together in any one given year. But I think they've had a cumulative effect on this team. And I think it's the number one reason why they were unable when the championship window was open to actually finish that. You know, if they want their team strategy to work, you can't have massive what is that, 8-figure mistakes on multiple players in the middle of your championship window. And you could say maybe Dak wasn't, but they should have been able to take the value that went to those really decimated by injury players and put them on a group of better players from outside the organization at some point over the last 3 or 4 years and really gone for it. They never did, and now they got to take their medicine without a Super Bowl championship. It's easy to take this medicine of, hey, we're way over the cap. We got to let like 5 or 6 of our good players go in free agency this year. It's easy to take that if you've at least made a hardcore run at the Super Bowl. But the Cowboys never committed, and now they got to pay the price of, I believe, this is the beginning of their version of a rebuild, Brian.
Man, I think you're totally on to something here. And I was talking to a couple of the Gang of Seven. There's one Gang of Seven team that I have that is interested in Michael Gallup, so I can't go into that. But we'll see what happens with all that. They're in a situation right now where they're having to deal with their quarterback. They're losing some players. They've done a really good job of drafting up until really last year. Going to have another really good draft this year to kind of get things back on track. But you know what? This is, you know, they tell us all in, and they're all in. They're all into sitting around and doing nothing. That's what they're into.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really kind of where it's at. And you know what? Hey, I get it. They've got really good players they have to kind of resign. They got their quarterback. They've got their wide receiver. They've got their all-pro edge linebacker, whatever you want to call him. There's stuff that they have to do in the future. But you know what? Other teams are making moves. Other teams are trying to make their teams better. You know, just resigning your guys, drafting and resigning your guys, sure, great, finds a way to win the division. Is that enough? Teams around you are doing more, and you need to find a way to do more.
Absolutely.
And they don't. They're very, and we talk about comfortable and how they want to do things, and you know that's what they want to do.
They believe the team building strategy from 2008 is still valid today.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of it, so good luck to them. At least they're not bringing back Gallup, Biotish, and Tony Pollard. The latter two both headed to Washington today, Chief.
Yeah, I think that's great news. That like the only way this gets worse is if you don't bring any free agents in and you have fun that way, and then you also double down on guys that we don't even want to see anymore. That would be the biggest blow. And last year was part of that, as you mentioned, like giving Pollard the franchise tag. Shouldn't have done that. And so I'm glad that they did not pay Biotish. I'm glad they didn't pay Pollard. Even Dorrance Armstrong, like him, but that's a contract
that's a lot of money.
That's going to be an overpay. That's going to be an overpay very, very quickly for Washington. So this is, I think that part of it is good. This isn't worst case scenario.
Yeah. They did get under the cap already. They restructured Zach Martin over the weekend, so that pushed $13 million into the future, got them two under the cap for now. So they don't have to do anything else for the time being. Maybe we'll get an announcement that they restructure Dak or they do an extension with Dak, but I'm expecting the deadline to make that deal.
They're going to kick the can on that one too.
Yeah.
They'll kick the can and, you know, find a way to flip something and get money and all that.
Cool story today on ESPN about this suit tailor. Marchitelli. Did you guys read that?
No.
Yeah, Dak, Burrow, many of the game's biggest stars in four different sports use this guy who was like a hedge fund manager who loved suits, but he was struggling to get a tailor who could reach his exact specifications. And his wife was like, you obsess over this so much and have an eye for detail on these suits so much, you could do the job better than the tailors. You should get out of hedge fund managing and jump into suits. That was a couple of years ago. Next thing you know, he's meeting with quarterbacks, and he meets with Joe Burrow before the Super Bowl game 2 or 3 years ago. And Burrow showed up in that awesome, like, black and silver side stripes that kind of look like a tiger stripes. And that set him off into the stratosphere. Now he has 400 clients, and he can get these dudes a suit in less than 24 hours if they need it for a special occasion. Holy crap. And the price is right. Dak has 150 suits from this dude, Marchitelli.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was an incredible story. It's not just about Dak. It's about all the other quarterbacks that are going to this guy as like the premier suit maker in the NFL right now. I can't even imagine what a closet would look like to contain that much, but or how you even remember some of them you have. But Dak's always looking sharp up there at the podium.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the best dressed. And I think this is the guy behind some of those top looks around the NFL right now.
Man, that'd be a cool gig to be the dude that, like, the athletes around the country want to get a piece of whatever it is that you got cooking. Maybe you're that you're doing the hairstyles, and all of a sudden now you dial up a whole bunch of, like, these dudes have, like, a full team. It's like, yeah, everybody from the Cowboys pretty much gets the cut from this guy. Like, being, I know Pat Mahomes, the story about him and how he's got like a dude that flies around with him now with the Chiefs who cuts his hair. And like for big moments, it's like, you got to have this guy. Like being that dude, being the chef for one of these guys, like Chef Hoppy.
Chef Hoppy getting it done.
That is sweet,
Colin,
man.
Colin Juszczyk's wife, now she's making all the jackets and the cool stuff. They're plugged in now. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, those guys, not only are they great at their craft, but you got to have like the right personality to settle in there without being too much of a fanboy.
Right.
You know, I think you just got to go back to your car and like close the doors and be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. I just made breakfast for Dak.
Yeah, I'll be right back, guys. Just give me a second here.
Just go to the bathroom. I change my undies.
I'll be right back to make lunch here in a sec.
Do you think it's harder to make suits for basketball players than it is for quarterbacks?
Probably.
Just the size.
Might need a step ladder.
Well, yeah. I mean, with the measurements for sure. But just think about making suits for guys that are 6'11". You know, that kind of thing. 6'8", 6'9", that, you know. I think that would be just
like
total.
CUI. You know, he told us he has to get the custom beds, the custom shoes, the custom everything.
Yeah. I think if you could prove you're worth doing that, man, you can have a long career.
Oh,
If you're that type of person.
Yeah.
That they know that, hey, when they come to you, they're going to be able to get what they want, and it's going to be done the right way.
Stars are dominating. Winners of 5 in a row. Stankoven's on fire. Became the first player in franchise history to have a 3-game scoring streak in the first week of his career. 8 points, 8 games. They host Florida tomorrow. And it's pretty much like Evan Carter showing up for the Rangers to fuel you to glory. So this thing is getting really fun with the Stars, Brian.
Yeah, no, in the last 3 games, I think he caught the favorable West Coast trip with the L.A. teams involved and San Jose involved as well. So, you know, good for the Stars to take advantage of winning the games they absolutely have to win. They had the epic comeback the other night when they were down 6-3
in the last three minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good for the Stars, and they continue to play at a very, very high level.
Do we have a little breaking news here?
Yeah, it looks like Aaron Jones is being released out of Green Bay after they signed Josh Jacobs.
Who plays tremendous at AT&T Stadium.
He does, dude. But by the time the Joneses find out Aaron Jones is available,
he's going to be scooped up by somebody else.
Be too late.
Damn it.
Dang it. You're right. Come on, Aaron. 1 year, 2 mil. 1 year, 2 mil, Aaron. What
ship,
do you say?
Ship to ship. Aaron Jones.
His last 7 games were incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would move on from him in favor of Josh Jacobs. We do need to get a message out to that Jones
flag.
Family yacht.
Got in the flag. Got a flag.
J-O-N.
Like, we know. We're the Joneses. What are you trying to say to us? We get it.
Yes,
we know what
Joneses.
Our last name is.
Aaron Jones.
They're all waving. Yes, we're the Joneses.
Are you taunting us now, Aaron Jones? He came into AT&T Stadium and made us his B for like the 10th time? Why are you doing this? We're on vacation.
Little submarine action.
Nice tune to that, Brian. You might have some musical talent.
Alert.
Send a Polaris missile into the air. Yeah.
Guys, there's a player available.
Submarine pops up next to their yacht.
Interesting.
Hey, by the way, Aaron Jones is available.
Don't care.
Where's Jay Cutler? We'll
see you next week.
Jay's on this boat.
Thanks, Commander. Commodore.
There's a reason we're running a football team and you're driving a sub. Yeah. Mavs are at the Bulls tonight. Went off for 142 Saturday. Nice win against Detroit. Could have played better defense. Gave up 124. They'll be at the Warriors here on Wednesday. Congrats to the U.S. Women National Team in soccer. They won the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Lindsey Horan header in the first half. 1-0 the final. They've turned over the roster pretty good. Salute to Scottie Scheffler. Dominant play over the weekend. Whipped everybody at Bay Hill. And that's about it.
Got that putter going.
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Got that putter. He'd been not putting very well, but he finally got it going this weekend.
Freaking dialed.
Yep.
Okay, we're off and running. Free agency is just raging on. We have a piece on players the Cowboys could target.
Is it blank?
We'll take a look at that, and then the G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so far it's been all exits for the Cowboys. Pollard and Biotish are gone, and so is expected Michael Gallup to be before too long. Have a list here of free agents the Cowboys could target on offense. Help available at running back and offensive line. This is Michael Gelkin in the Morning News. An article like this is going to be getting some very significant updates, including running back Aaron Jones, who was released by the Packers, surprisingly, after the final five games of the season and how he ran in the playoffs. I was pretty surprised, but has he been a guy that's been injury-prone throughout his career? Is he hard to keep on the field?
He has been a little banged up, and then they just signed Josh Jacobs. So I guess they wanted to get Aaron Jones to restructure his contract. He was unwilling to do so, so they just decided to move on, and they'll have a fresh backfield next year led by Josh Jacobs.
GBAC Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. How much is a veteran running back of interest for you guys right now? Do you think it's a must-do, or would you be good with like Rico Dowdle and a draft pick?
I'd be fine with Rico Dowdle and a draft pick, but I think I'd probably like to go get a veteran running back on the cheap. Maybe it's a Devin Singletary or somebody like that. I know Medford was throwing around Gus Edwards, and if you're looking for a short yardage guy who can get those first downs and get those touchdowns, punch it in, he's one of the best around. I don't know what he is going to garner on the open market, but he would be like the biggest name guy, I think, that I'd be interested in maybe going to get. But everything is, hey, is it $2 million? Okay. But that's pretty much is what I'm willing to do there.
Yeah, the Ravens gave him 9 carries at or inside the opponent's 2, and he scored a touchdown on 8 of those.
He's just a magnet for that.
You know,
he's also a hurt guy, though. That's the issue.
He is, for sure.
He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. But, yeah, that's also why you'd probably be able to get him at a reasonable price.
For me, what comes to mind, and tell me if you guys agree with this as well, but I would be cautious or cynical about a guy's production who ran with a great running quarterback.
That's absolutely fair. That's absolutely fair. Because you're so worried about Lamar Jackson. I mean, I wonder how in those short yardage situations. I mean, even in those short yardage situations, you're still worried.
I'm going to beat you to the pylon.
Yeah,
stretch out. Yeah,
exactly. Or if you have like a Josh Allen, I'm going to be the guy that runs through you there. So, I mean, yeah, I think that actually there's something to that. I think.
Yeah, you know it. In the NFL, those linebackers have to be firing and just going full send, even to meet a runner on a traditional play. If you make them just check up for an eighth of a second, I think it's the difference of making the play or not. Brian, what do you say?
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. The thing that I kind of felt like about these running backs, once the first one went, that we would kind of start to see all the guys file in place, because there's just not enough chairs. There's too many good quality. I've never seen a free agency group of running backs this good. And so, it's once that you start to get an idea where the money is, I think these guys are going to start signing up quick. They don't want to be without a chair. But to your point, yeah, you've got to find a way to – they really do, you know, with they kind of feel like that they can wait on these running backs, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Pollard thing, circle back. Well, it never got to circle back. You know, they kind of like Hunter Lipke. And for that short yardage stuff that you guys were talking about, now we saw what happened in the Miami game with Hunter Lipke on the goal line. But for the short yardage stuff and all that, they're kind of like, well, maybe we have that type of guy. So the draft will afford him some younger legs, but I'm interested to see where some of these other running backs might end up now that we kind of have an idea where the money might be.
You definitely do not want to be signing today. Saquon got $37 million from Philadelphia, and Pollard's getting $8 million a year from Washington. I don't know. I don't know what the money settled
Tennessee.
That's right, Tennessee, my bad.
No problem.
Rico is a free agent, probably a league minimum type deal. Zach Moss is 26-year-old, contract dispute between the Colts' Jonathan Taylor from playing the first four games last season and starting the ensuing two. Moss averaged 4.9 per carry, rushed 96 times for 466 and four touchdowns. That efficiency faded down the stretch, but Moss is a proven cog in a committee-style backfield. Zach Moss, that sounds like, hey, at $3.5 million a year or something like that, I'd be excited. Ty Johnson is a free agent as well. He featured with 54 yards in the Bills' blowout win over the Cowboys and could draw consideration on a one-year minimum contract. So I think there's good options out here. You're under $5 million.
I like what the Chiefs talking about with Singletary, though. Like in 37 games, he had over 800 yards rushing. He's averaging like over 4.5 yards a carry, 20 touchdowns. You know, he's only played 37 games, too. So that's kind of like when you're thinking about tread on the tire guy, but still high yards per carry. He would be a pretty good option for you, I believe.
I agree. I think Devin Singletary is an underrated kind of dude to get on the super cheap at the running back spot. Of course, ultimately, you're drafting a guy to hopefully be your main dude. But I think Singletary is a nice, cheap veteran option. And if you had him in fantasy this year, you had games where you're looking like, oh my gosh, Devin Singletary, you did that today?
Him and Zach Moss definitely both were two guys that saved some fantasy seasons. I like both of those options. I think Singletary earned himself some money this past year. I wonder what he ends up getting on the open market because he looked like he could be a starter. Zach Moss, I think, is a complimentary guy. I think he's not a dude that's going to be a number one back. I like him as a tandem type of dude. So I think that's why he'd be a little bit cheaper. But we'll see. I mean, they're not going to sign a dude for another couple weeks.
Good point to the 6'8", you can always pivot at any time 3.5 yards per carry with Frank Gore.
He's always ready to pick up the phone.
That's so true.
You know, there's a lot of those guys available. I just think, you know, like some of the Texans people are frustrated. Like, well, we don't have anybody in the running back room. And I'm okay with that because for the last 5 years or 6 years, really, they've paid over $10 million a year to get average production. So if there's not a great opportunity to get way above average production for less than market value, then what you want is your team to take the league minimum player who's going to give you 4 yards per attempt. Because that's what Tony Pollard got you last year and Zeke did the year before for $10 and $12 million. So this is what you want. If you don't have the superstar runner, which, by the way, are hard to find and even harder to predict if it's going to happen again next year. I mean, so you almost have to hope you find the superstar running back in your draft in the second, third, fourth round so you don't have to pay him big and then let him go even if he has a monster season. This is a very difficult position to manage. I think the toughest economy of any position in the NFL, and the bad teams are falling prey to old style thinking, which is we got to have a bell cow runner. We have to have a guy we can depend on. And they end up paying these guys literally, the Cowboys have made a huge mistake, 10 times more than what you should. 10 times more. That's $50 million over the last 5 years. If you just take that amount of money and put it on one season, let's go get a pass rusher, a corner, and a wide receiver, you might have a Super Bowl by now. But instead, the Cowboys, who for years set the tone of what the team building philosophy was going to be. What is the meta? What is the absolute best way to get this done? The Cowboys used to do that. Now, they're not only copycatting, but they're copycatting strategies from over a decade ago.
Yeah, they're late to the party.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're here now at this position. And I think we should all feel very good about every player that was a Cowboy technically when they woke up this morning and is now, for the most part, a Commander, or Tony Pollard now a Titan.
These are all, this is fine. We've been trying to replace Biotish all offseason. Yeah. We're looking forward to drafting a center.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about running backs. Like Dorrance Armstrong, we haven't even brought up because he's a nice role player and he'll make a special teams play for you from time to time. He's nobody to cry about losing. So anybody they've lost today is not a big deal. It's just blows that they're not going to actually bring anybody in today either.
The last time they had to do this was 2011, and they emerged in 2014 a lot better. You know, they had realized, well, we need to build through the offensive line. We have to remake our team. And they came out in 2014 on fire. I think that is probably scheduled for 2026 right now, unless they just dominate the draft. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander is standing by. Good you, buddy, today.
You see, I'm just trying to be all I can be. Oh, yeah. How y'all doing?
Awesome.
Excellent, sir.
Great. Yeah, gravy. All right, that's good. Our champion right here is a little peewee football player. I'm going too fast, Dawson. Yeah. Can you put some sauce on that G-Bag of the Day for me?
Yes, the G-Bag of the Day, of course, is the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We'll play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. That'll be your G-Bag of the Day.
I was speeding. Speeding right there. Yeah, here we have a little football player. A little peewee football player. It's his first time playing football, I figure. And he's just trying to play it safe. Just trying to play it safe. And he's our winner so far.
We got an interview, man. Hey, man, what position you want to play, man?
Safety.
Why you chose that position?
Because it sounds safe.
Because it sounds safe? All right. And you want to be on the safest place in the field, huh?
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to see if we keep you safe, all right? All right, keep working hard, man. Coach, that's your safety, Coach.
Oh.
Yeah, Coach.
That's your safety, Coach.
Yeah.
You're going to get scheduled for homecoming.
I don't know if you have the football mentality, son.
Keep working hard.
Yeah, try kicker?
What's today's date?
11th. March.
March 11th.
311. All right, let's go to Kevin Harlan over the weekend. He had to read a promo during the game. He did an amazing job of reading his promo for CBS.
The new season of Halo is now streaming exclusive Paramount Plus. Watch Master Chief and his team of Spartans take on alien threats to save all of humanity. It's open to read it with some vigor and as a thespian.
Well, humanity will certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, good. Paramount Plus will carry that original series Halo.
He read it with some vigor. And as a thespian.
And as a thespian.
He almost screamed right there.
That always drives me crazy when they ask me to, like, be some emotion or another. Like, I'm a hot damn radio personality.
Yeah, how about
okay?
That?
I'm going to read this in the way that I talk, and the audience is going to effing love it.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
Tell me how to do this. I know how to
do
this.
Cut the check.
It might not call for vigor at the moment. It might call for something else, not vigor.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yesterday was a church day. I hope you got your blessing, folks. Every day above ground is a blessing, so try to do that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be out here wilding. I tell you this every Friday. I give you the weekend warning because I want you to be here on a Monday.
There you go.
All right, we got a church situation. Matter of fact, let me play this one first before I get to the other one because the other one kind of makes me mad. We got a pastor that mashes up the word shame and guilt together.
Okay.
And if there's any doubt, God, I pray that they look to the cross where you bled and you died for them. So they're not to carry shame or guilt. God, they can just walk in the freedom that you have provided.
I mean, for real, though, he's really telling the truth.
He is.
He's telling the truth. He would have kept it.
That resonated.
Yeah.
I think shilt should be a new word.
No, I'm all for
it's the shame guilt.
Yeah. Shame guilt.
Yeah. I got a bad today, buddy. Dealing with the shilt.
Tough shilt.
Real bad
tough shilt.
Yeah.
Like you just pepped Abysmal for that, man.
Yeah, dude, I got Tums in my bag.
You sound dehydrated, brother.
No, I'm serious,
case
bro.
Of the shilt,
yeah,
guys.
I got the shilt.
A bunch of bullshit.
You overdid it with the Metamucils today?
Yeah. I think I hit the sweet spot, actually, over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The Lent diet plus the fiber thins. Dude, acing the test.
I haven't seen you in a week. You look thinner. I've never seen you in blue jeans before.
Yeah.
No, that, I think that might be what it is. Yeah. Like, you are looking the young blue today. Jeans. It might be the jeans. I was thinking the same thing.
My pre-pandemic wardrobe out again.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. I was just reading the fan text. Another church clip right here. These fools are trying to Pat Boone, Kirk Franklin, and the family. Oh, my gosh. I got this sent to me by so many Tolos over the weekend. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate it. Doing your jobs at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Yeah, they're trying to Pat Boone, Kirk Franklin, and the family.
The music has gone too far. You think we've got too ready with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now you know. Glory, glory. You better wipe them hands together. Act like you know I've been here.
Wow.
Lift
wow.
Your voice to say, lately I.
Holy hell.
Lately I've been going through some things that's really got me down.
Put your hands together.
Come on. I need someone, somebody to help me come and turn my life around.
Oh, I feel like I need some church up in here. Come
I
on,
can't
say.
Explain.
Oh my God.
It's not as good as Kirk Franklin.
I mean, jeez. She even did the
put your hands together.
What the hell are we doing? By the way, let me cleanse the palate real quick.
You that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Yeah.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard
you
nothing
can't.
Yet.
And you if you heard don't nothing know, yet.
Now you know.
Glory, glory. Now listen to this.
The music has gone too far. You think we've got too ready with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now you know. Glory, glory.
They, jeez.
Just copy and paste.
My yeah. God.
It's called talent, lady. Everybody's not got it.
Oh, my God. Let's see. One more right here. Should I do the Parrot or the Utah State? Basketball. I do the Parrot. Utah State basketball coach is kind of sad. This Parrot right here clearly likes Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Kiki. Yeah. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Silence.
Good control. For now.
You know I can love a good Parrot for G-Bag of the Day, Lucius.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys ever hear the Let the Bodies Hit the Floor Parrot?
Yes.
Five-time champ back, yes. in 2012.
Yeah.
Had to have heard that.
Yeah. All righty. Is it a Pee-wee player who wants to play safety? Is it a Kevin Harlan reading a promo with vigor? Is it the pastor mashup on the English language, shame or guilt? Pat Booning of Kirk Franklin and the family did not go well at church. Mm-mm. Parrot loves earth, wind, and fire. I'll vote for that Parrot, Chief. How about you?
I'll go with the shame and the guilt.
Lucius?
The Pee-wee football player. He's playing it safe, bro.
I love that kid.
It's my first year.
I'm sticking with the champ as well.
Brian?
Kevin Harlan.
By a score of 2-1. And still, your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the Pee-wee safety out there on the football field. Best of luck to him staying safe. Might want to move over a little to corner. At That's least you have a better shot there.
There's your safety.
Yeah, man. Trayvon Diggs did it, bro. You can do it, too.
Hey, we got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are we going with that?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys. We'll go through those next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. No doubt somebody listening on tape delay out of the 210 just texted in, then shut the bleep up, Mike. That's the text of the day right there. Here's Brian Broaddus with Crusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Hey, before we get started today, I know we always talk about our kids and stuff like that and how proud we are of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention my son here real quick, if I can, how proud I am of him. And the reason being, he did something that I didn't know that he was going to do. And he was prepping for it and took his first day of spring break to give part of his platelets to a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who has cancer. And I didn't know that he was going to do this. It was a long procedure that he had to get ready for it. And when he was in Austin at school, he was taking shots and, you know, having to go through different phases and things like that to get ready for this morning. And the folks at the Carter Blood Center, Carter Blood Center, took care of him this morning, and he donated platelets for he was hooked up for about 3 hours.
I don't blame him for taking shots. By the way, that sounds like a harrowing experience.
Yeah, yeah, but he was but he got prepped, and he's like, you know, Dad, he was a match for a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who has cancer, and he donated some platelets to her.
Really cool, man.
He just really didn't make a big deal about it, Cool. And he was just kind of, I'm just so proud of him for, you know, him, number one, getting tested, and then him offering the ability to help. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, and he doesn't know this lady, and he doesn't know any of the donors. I mean, he doesn't know any of the recipients. That's something that he just says, hey, test me. And if available, and he happened to be a match of a lady in Phoenix, Arizona, who is struggling right now. And hopefully thoughts and prayers to her that my son can help her, maybe extend her life.
Yeah. Well, you should be proud of that, man. Amazing. I mean,
that's awesome.
You are so helpful as a guy. I genuinely believe that it's a result of the way that you raised him, that he did something so awesome.
No, I really appreciate that. And I know we're all proud. And here's, you know, Eric and Zach are, you know, with Zach with the new baby, and Dawson, we always kind of talk about you coaching up your daughter and the little one and all. So we're all super proud. Lucius with the baseball playing one. We're all super proud of our kids.
My kids have never done anything that cool.
Yeah. Well, they'll get an opportunity. One day they'll
get
it.
They did play with their poop that one time. That was pretty impressive.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty impressive, by the way. But again, shout out to the folks involved that took care of Bennett, and hopefully it'll work out.
So the platelets aren't the same as the blood type. Like, it's not like just match up the blood type and go get the platelets.
Yeah,
it's much more. It's more like an organ transplant type
exactly,
of match.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's part of it. Is like they said, the way he described it. And again, I was like, when I heard about what he was doing, I was like, wait a minute, is this? What are we talking about? You know, you're kind of concerned. He goes, no, Dad, they walk me through it. This is what we're going to do. And they hook him up in one arm. It goes through, and then it comes out the other arm is what it does. So, but, yeah, the platelets evidently that help fight, you know, what the lady's dealing with. And he just has a match.
Yeah.
Genetically, they have a match. So, I was just like, I was just amazed because you don't know. You're like going, whoa. You know, this sounds pretty significant. He goes, no, Dad, it is, but they've assured me this is how it works and all that. And he's back at home right now, just resting. But I'm super proud of him for what he's done. And again, thoughts and prayers to the lady who's in Arizona, and hopefully Bennett can help her life be extended.
Thank you, Bennett.
That way. All right. I mentioned that I have some questions for you guys here. The number one question I have for you, I'll start with you, Chief. How about this one?
Uh-oh.
Which day makes you the most upset as a Cowboy fan? Say you're a Cowboy fan.
Okay, yes,
which
yes,
day
yes.
makes you more upset as a Cowboy fan? Is it free agency, the start of,
okay.
or the trade deadline?
Ooh, I think it's probably, it's free agency. It's free agency because free agency, you see like tons of teams are getting in the mix here, and there's tons of dudes there for the taking. Like the trade deadline, you got to really find the dance partner, and it's not like there's just a flooding of insane trades that are going down and you're the one team sitting it out. In free agency, it sort of feels that way. So I will say it's this week that is the most infuriating.
How about you, Wooly Bully?
Yeah, it's definitely free agency because you didn't have a lot going on usually. And the trade deadline, the last couple of years, it's kind of started to heat up. to where we're actually getting some fun stuff happen. But, yeah, free agency, you kind of hear the same thing every year. We don't have cap space. They never are going to have cap space. But then you see, oh, well, you know, you can't pay your quarterback. There's only so many slices of the pie. The Eagles just paid Jalen Hurts, didn't they? And what are they doing today? They go get Bryce Huff, an edge rusher. They go ahead and sign Saquon Barkley. Now, would we have agreed on the Barkley thing? No. But they're also looking at getting an Xavier McKinney from the Giants as well at safety. So they're out here spending money, your biggest rival that have been to two Super Bowls here within the last 6 years. And you're doing absolutely nothing in keeping the status quo. But you'll make the playoffs and you'll lose in the first or second round. So all is well.
Dawson, if you were a Cowboy fan, which day would bother you the most?
Well, for the record, I am cheering for them to win at all times.
Sure.
Okay. It's hard not to living in North Texas, especially with the tremendous business benefits when they win.
Right.
So I do want to clarify that. And all the individuals on that team I'm pulling for to get as much money from the Jones family as possible before the end of their career. You know, but I think it'd be free agency because at the end of the year, I do imagine there's maybe a 5% chance that they realize how foolish their team building philosophy is and they change course because they have changed course maybe only three or four times in their ownership. But, you know, every 7.5, 10 years or something like that, there's a chance that they're like, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should change the way we team build. So when free agency starts and they confirm that they're not, that would be the most frustrating. By the time we're in the middle of the season, usually, you know, either they have a good record or a bad record, and that determines my mood a lot more than, you know, whether they do anything or not.
I'm bothered more by the trade deadline.
Why is that?
Just because I feel like, though, you're in that mode right now. And you mentioned, like, they've had some successful runs during the season, and maybe it was going to be you added that one extra player. Maybe you got a little aggressive, and that was going to be the player that was going to get you. You know, last year they're the second seed. You know, maybe you find a way if you add a player, and who knows. But, you know, to me, I just feel like I never feel like they really help themselves that much in the trade deadline. I just don't. I feel like, though, I understand what free agency is to them. It's draft their players, sign their players. That's free agency for them. And maybe bottom fish on a couple of guys. You know, they did something last year we didn't think they would do, and that's trade a couple of picks, and they knew they were going to get some compensatory picks back, you know. But they, to me, I would much rather them go for it to try and make the season a success. And I that's the one that's always disappointing to me. I feel like you could drum up business. This is about money, which they will not spend, only on their own guys. So the trade deadline is the one that always gets me.
Well, in the trade deadline, I mean, they did it for Cooks and Gilmore, but the value there is the draft capital. Because most of the time, I'm making a deal at the deadline, I'm getting a player, giving you a draft pick.
But the money, too. They negotiate.
Yeah, but I feel like the money does kind of tie into the trade, right? Like, you get Roquan Smith if you're Baltimore because you're willing to offer him a big deal, which ultimately Chicago didn't want to. So Hankins, they went for 2 years ago. I get the frustration with this year's deadline, though.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like, okay, by the way, I asked some people over there, Mozzie Smith, we don't know if Mozzie's going to play the one or the three on very good sort.
What?
That's insane.
We don't know? We're trying to make Mozzie a three tech?
No, they're going to play him at one.
Okay,
They're going to put the weight back on him or try to put weight back on him and play the one.
Okay.
I was worried that he was losing weight to try and play as a three.
Right.
And I asked somebody that would absolutely know what's going on there, and he said, hey, I'm trying to make him a one again.
Thank you.
So that's kind of where we're figuring that out right there.
Sweet.
Okay, my final thing, and speaking of Mozzie Smith, my final question, you guys. Of the two Michigan guys they drafted, Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker, who needs to have a bounce-back season of those two? Schoonmaker and Smith. Who needs to have a really good season for you next year?
Mozzie.
It's probably Mozzie.
It's your first-round pick.
Yeah, it's your first-round pick, and at least you have Jake Ferguson at the tight end position, who is a stud, when it comes to catching the ball.
Yeah, you need Mozzie to step up in a big way, and as sad as it is, because it's not like Schoonie had an amazing rookie year, but he had a better rookie year than Mozzie did. So who needs to bounce back even more so? It's definitely Mozzie.
Dawson, you any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say Mozzie because your offense was still, you know, league-leading when it came to points, and you know, if Mozzie does have a breakout year, I think it solves a lot of things for you defensively.
They need Schoonmaker to block better.
They do.
They've got it. They've got to run the ball. And if they figure out the center position through the draft, they need Luke Schoonmaker to play like he's. I've seen some tape of Michigan play. Like, I went back and watched some Michigan players. Mm-hmm. When you watch Blake Corum and stuff like that, Schoonmaker was a much better blocker then. I don't know what's happened to him since.
Mike Solari got a hold of him.
I don't know, but. Luke Schoonmaker, I think, needs to really help. If you're going to want to run the football, you're going to need to get better at point of attack blocking, for sure.
That would be awesome if he can help your running game in a big way. I'll take either.
That's it. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Broadus. Yes, NFL news of the day coming up on a huge day of news, Wolchuk. Can you possibly pack it all into one segment?
We're going to try our best. The retirements, the signings, everything the Cowboys aren't doing next on The Fan.
Okay, I want to chat up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!